From the second lesson of this morning, we heard the words, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And we also had a contra individual who was praying something very different. And it is easy to see why the Pharisees in the Gospels provide such inviting targets. They were the spiritual elite of Israel in our Lord's days on earth. They were God-fearing, church-going people who carefully studied the scriptures and scrupulously obeyed every commandment that they found there. They even invented new commandments and new restrictions on what they considered acceptable conduct. They were pillars of the community, educated, well-to-do, and they were proud of it. People seem to enjoy knocking people like that off their pedestals, and they especially enjoy catching them in hypocrisy. But there is another reason as well that Pharisee bashing is so popular. Jesus had some very caustic words for at least some of the Pharisees. And some of them, in turn, were at least partly responsible for his death. In order to be faithful to today's second lesson, I too am going to have to be critical of the Pharisee who appears there. But first, I would like to say something on his behalf. This man recognizes that God is a righteous God who takes an active part in the affairs of the world and the lives of men. He also recognizes that God holds people responsible for their actions. This is a huge step up from the attitudes of the pagans. The pagan deities, you see, are not righteous. They require homage from their worshipers and little else. Since the pagan deities themselves are without discipline and know nothing of self-sacrifice, their worshipers are pretty much free to do as they please, so long as they pay tribute to the gods. Some pagan philosophers postulated a creator god who set the world in motion and left it to run by itself. Some people today still think about God that way. But the Pharisees believed in a God who is righteous himself and remains active in the world he made, a God who cares very much how people live day to day. The Pharisee in the story had a grasp, even if it was a distorted one, of a chosen people who were called to exemplify values and higher moral standards as well as a higher degree of self-discipline than the others around them. He saw himself as just such a person. He acknowledged, at least with his lips, that God is the source of all virtue and all righteousness. And he was grateful that God had given him such an abundance of these qualities. I thank thee, God, that I am not like other men. The problem with this man is he took the good news about God, the Jewish gospel, if you will, and turned it into bad news. He did not recognize that God, in his justice, was the liberator of captives and the defender of the weak. He saw God only as a severe and demanding judge, and the result was that the Pharisee himself became a severe and demanding judge. People do tend to become like the gods they worship. Some would say that this is because men create gods in their own image. The Bible says it is the other way around. Leviticus says, "You shall be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy." The psalmist says of the idols who represent false gods, those who make them are like them. The Pharisee worshiped a God who evaluates people by a very strict standard, and he himself became an evaluator of people by a very strict standard. A standard that he proudly saw exemplified in himself. I have no doubt that when Jesus told this story, the people were surprised. That was the idea. He wanted to jolt people out of their complacent acceptance of the Pharisees' concept of God and to move them to another level. That level was the tax collector's understanding of God. The tax collector, like the Pharisee, understood that God really cares about how people live and holds them responsible for their actions. But the tax collector understood something else. He understood that God is merciful. And he directed his appeal to that divine quality of mercy. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Unlike the Pharisee, the tax collector does not compare himself to anyone else. He says the sinner as if he were the only sinner in the world. He almost seems to be unaware that other people are sinners as well. He is there to plead for mercy, not to justify himself by comparisons with other people. This man worships a God who is quick to forgive. As a result, he himself is generous in his assessment of other people. That's how Jesus wants us all to be. Be merciful, he says, as your Father in heaven is merciful. Jesus also says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Both of those sayings come from the block of teaching that we call the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's version and the Sermon on the Plain in Luke's version of the Bible. That block of teaching describes the character of the people who inhabit the kingdom of God. They are people who are formed after the manner of this tax collector. That man knew that his only hope of salvation was to appeal not to justice, but to mercy. And he also knew that if he hoped to obtain mercy, he must also extend it to others. And Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. The tax collector's hope is our hope as well. There is not one of us who can make a legitimate claim to the favor of God. We are all beggars who rely on the kindness of God, and God expects us, I should say, he requires us, that we share with other beggars the kindness, the mercy, the generosity that he bestows on us. Think on this next Communion Sunday when you see the table that will be set before us. There is not one of us who can approach it as a matter of right. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. May the God of mercy be glorified in us who are shaped in his image. May people see in us not an aloof elitism, but a true reflection of the God who loves the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son to live among us as a servant and to lay down his mortal life as a sacrifice for our sins. May our judgment of others be as generous as the judgment we hope to receive. And may our prayer be the prayer of the man who went to his home justified. God, be merciful to sinners. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.